It's expected to be hot and humid the rest of this week in the KMMO listening area. According to the National Weather Service, a heat advisory will go into effect at noon today and last until 9 p.m. tomorrow. Heat index values are predicted to reach up to 106 degrees. Hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur. Experts advise you to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency, so you need to call 911. Affected areas include Saline, Carroll, Sheraton, Cooper, Howard, Johnson, Lafayette, and Pettis counties. Johnson County Sheriff's Office warns residents of a phone scam circulating in Johnson County and surrounding areas. According to a statement, the scammers will state they are with a federal agency informing you that you have an active warrant and will request that you send money to fix the issue. Authorities want to remind residents that police agencies will not clear warrants in this manner and to never give your personal information to anyone. The telephone number from the scammer will likely change, but officials say the phone number on Tuesday was 916-628-5125. A Jackson County resident was arrested in Lafayette County after a Higginsville police officer conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for an equipment violation on Saturday. According to the Higginsville Police Department, an officer allegedly recovered approximately a half pound of meth, a substance believed to be heroin, approximately 60 grams of suspected mushrooms, marijuana, a large amount of cash, and a variety of items commonly used to distribute narcotics. The name of the suspect has not been released. The Jackson County man was transported to the Lafayette County Jail. Due to an increased demand for COVID-19 testing, Bothwell Regional Health Center will offer drive-through testing at its Healing Arts Center parking lot. The testing site will be open at 1:30 this afternoon at 3700 West 10th Street in Sedalia. Before arriving at the testing site, people must register by calling 660-827-7900. The drive-through lane is one-way, and people who have not registered will not be able to enter without prior registration. Some patients may need to email their driver's license and insurance information to bwc@brhc.org. The testing site entrance is on 10th Street. Upon entering the parking lot, people should follow arrows and directional signs to the testing area and exit onto Winchester Drive. People should not enter the testing site from Winchester Drive. Regular testing hours will be from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Only standard PCR tests will be given in drive-through testing. People with COVID symptoms may see a provider by appointment in the walk-in clinic to see if a rapid test is recommended. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.